You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, of course. And we are joined in studio now by the right tackle for your Cleveland Browns, Mitchell Schwartz. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So 6 days into training camp, how's it going so far?
Things are going pretty well. I mean, you're at the point where you're obviously feeling sore, tired. You shouldn't be too beat up yet. I mean, today was a more physical day, putting in, you know, short yardage, goal line, things like that. So you get some of those, you know, more high impact plays, a lot of hitting going on, you know, the third and ones, fourth and ones, goal line. But feels pretty good. I mean, things are going well. I think, you know, everyone's responding really well to camp so far.
Mitchell, just talk to the fans out there as we consistently kind of get different perspectives on John DeFilippo's offense and how this year's running attack is going to look a lot like last year's with that zone run scheme. But what are some of the other wrinkles that we're going to see in this offense?
You know, I think it's something that we're all kind of figuring out as an offense. You know, a thing that obviously Kyle brought the outside zone scheme for us. You know, it's something that fits our O-line well, our backs well, our tight ends well. And I think that's something that Coach Flip sees fits well with us. But it's still all getting a feeling of how it's all going to fit together. You know, like you said, it's not just going to be the exact same as last year. There'll be some cool little wrinkles here and there. Maybe do something with the receiver that you didn't do before, or a tight end, or you free release a guy and, you know, the defense thinks you're running over there and really the ball's going somewhere else. So it's kind of cool stuff like that. It's him getting a feel for what we do well. It's us getting a feel for how he's kind of going to call plays, things like that. You know, it's great in practice. We get some periods where it's not scripted. It kind of just goes, starts first down. He gets to call plays, and we can kind of get a feel for, you know, how a game is going to go, you know, just calling plays off the top of your head. So that's kind of what's cool with camp is figuring out a new coordinator, kind of working together, figuring out how it all meshes together.
How do you like this offense so far?
I think it's great. I mean, it's a lot of similar things to what we did last year. You know, there's some different stuff. I think more differences are in the pass game, which, me being a lineman, I have no idea. you know, I'm just hoping the ball gets to wherever it needs to go on time.
Yeah.
You know, so from that perspective, some of the protections are a little different. Some things we're doing up front. You know, it's nothing that we haven't done, you know, at least in my history of the fourth year here. It's stuff we've covered before, so it's not, you know, totally new for the guys who have been here, Joe, Alex, John. Guys like that, they've done it before, so it's not too big of a transition from that perspective. You know, it's kind of got the West Coast theme to it, which we had under Coach Shermer, obviously, and Coach Childress was big into that. So it's all familiar stuff. It just depends on what you want to do that particular week.
Something I found very intriguing is, as you look at this offensive line, Joe Thomas, of course, you know, hasn't missed a snap in his entire career. Alex Mack, up to the injury, you know, last year, early in the season, had not missed a snap, but you know, looking at the media guide, you too, you know, drafted in the second round, you've started every single game, you know, since you became a Cleveland Brown, and you have not missed a snap. And I just wonder, is that something that you think about wanting to continue and stay healthy? I think that the answer is probably yes. But what do you do specifically to kind of stay in that kind of shape and the pride that you take in not coming off the football field?
I think part of that's obviously luck. I mean, you know, there's a certain aspect of not having 900 pounds fall on your leg. You know, unfortunately, happened to Alex last year. If that happened to me, I'm sure that streak would be over. But, you know, I think you wanna come into a training camp in shape. I think a big thing for guys is, you know, the stress you're going to put on your body in camp is different than anything you could do really on your own. There's no way to train for football unless you're really doing football. So as good of shape you can come in terms of conditioning, in terms of moving weight around, things like that in the off season, it gives you a little bit of a leg up to stay healthy through camp, which then gives you an opportunity to kind of perfect your craft and you know, figure things out and work to get better throughout training camp instead of just kind of surviving. And you know, you're not particularly feeling good day in and day out, or maybe if, you know, in the summer you did a little more, you'd feel a little better, stuff like that. And then in terms of staying healthy throughout the year, I mean, everyone's got little nicks and bruises and things like that. You know, I've been lucky, like I said, to not have anything too serious. You know, so obviously I'd hope that streak continues. And, you know, when you look at someone like Joe, who's done it for five more years than I have, and, you know, especially you tack on his eight Pro Bowls, that's just an incredible resume.
It certainly is. Talking with Mitchell Schwartz, right tackle for your Cleveland Browns here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. You've been working at right tackle, right guard. You've gotten some time with John Greco, some time with Cam Irving. How is that tough for you because you're trying to develop that cohesiveness to have that rotation? And kind of how have you seen that from your perspective right next to them on the line?
Yeah, man, I've gotten a lot more time with John so far than Cam. You know, a little bit more in the OTA period with Cam. But, you know, something you kind of got to feel out the guards and feel out how they're doing. You know, John and I, we worked really well together last year. You know, so it's kind of a comfortability there in terms of me knowing where he's going to be. It's more just kind of understanding their footwork, their steps when you're working together. You know, some of those pass plays where slides coming your way, my guy might come underneath. You know, I'm always pretty confident John's going to be there. You know, so I've done it with him before. So it's stuff like that with Cam. You kind of just got to get used to it. You know, understanding footwork, how the mesh is going to be. You know, 2 years ago working with Sean, you know, and then last year working with John. It's a little bit different. It takes a little time. So things like that, that's why you practice. You're trying to figure out each other's rhythms and mesh together as well as possible.
And what have you seen from Cam? Have you been impressed with him so far? What are his strengths?
Yeah, he's done a really good job. You know, he does some really good things out there where you're like, wow, that's pretty good. Even I can't do that. You know, he some pass rush stuff he does where he sits on guys' moves really well. He reacts really well to a bull rush. He'll sit on it. You know, you think the guy's got him, and he just clamps it down. Or, you know, a guy makes an inside move. He's got really good footwork to get inside and stone the guy, or good hands, something like that. So, you know, you can definitely see why they took him in the spot he did. He's got a lot of talent. It's just, you know, the consistency of it for any guy, for me as well. You know, just doing that, play in and play out, and every single day, that's usually the hard part.
My last question for you is just your inside the huddle perspective on Josh McCown, because outside looking in, he seems excited to be out there each and every day. He seems to be the leader, you know, the pace setter for that offense, which is, you know, something that you guys have had to get used to, new quarterbacks each and every year. And just, you know, inside the huddle, walk us through Josh McCown and what a joy at this point right now through camp it's been to have him be the leader.
Yeah, he's been awesome. I mean, especially in the huddle is really where you get to see, you know, how he's different than other guys I've worked with. You know, he's got such a great understanding of everyone's role, everyone's job. You know, if there's a little modifier for a tight end where he does something a little different on a play, you know, and it's one of the younger guys, and he'll call out the play and say, hey, make sure you remember to do this on this play, or against this look, you got this route. So it's kind of little stuff like that. We're in the huddle, you know, just kind of tips and reminders to guys, you know, with the install. I mean, I'm sure those guys are getting bombarded with all the routes and all the concepts. And of course our defense runs every single defense known to man. So they got to be prepared for everything. So it's kind of cool to hear him, you know, go through. And if there's a little tip or reminder, you know, he's able to do that kind of as he's given the play call, you know, which is it's pretty awesome to see. And obviously gets guys on the same page, making sure guys are doing their job so it all comes together. So, you know, that's kind of where the leadership, aside from, you know, the general stuff, but in terms of in the huddle, he really gets guys on the same page so all 11 can do their job.
I know that you guys are going to do some zone like last year in the ground game, but also some power running. You know, in the zone specifically, you've got to be in sync with the running backs, kind of like a concert, a dance out there. How's Isaiah Crowell, since really he's the only guy you've gotten to work with consistently here, how has he developed, or from your standpoint in the second year, do you guys feel like you're a little bit more in sync?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's, you saw that kind of last year, the progression of the backs. You know, that was something that Kyle particularly stressed is, you know, there's times where, you know, maybe as a line we look bad, the back, you know, makes us look really good. Kind of with the scheme, the way it is they can hit at really any hole on the offensive line. So it's kind of an understanding of, you know, the gap scheme. You're typically looking at one or two holes, and that's really all the places the ball could go unless the defense does something, you know, extraordinarily weird or it unfolds strangely. But in zone, it's kind of you got to go through your read one gap at a time, and it can hit any of those gaps. I mean, you see it goes behind the backside tackle, but it's 12 yards wide because there's so much stretch. Teams like to overplay it. So it's pretty difficult for those guys who haven't gotten the reps to kind of get used to that, get used to the feel of it. So you can see Crow's comfortability with it, you know, kind of understanding on certain plays, you know, this one, the defense is this, but it's really going to run off of the tackle, or the defense looks like this and it's going to run off the tight end, and that's kind of where your first read is, and then you can go from there. So it's cool to see their progression. You know, you got to love it when you kind of screw up a little bit and those backs make you look really good. So they do a great job of that. So it's really exciting.
Would you rather run block or pass block?
I'll definitely run block. I mean, that's a pretty easy question.
That's an easy one. Just go forward and go ahead and get after those guys.
Get your hands on them, right?
Yeah. So here you are, you're entering your fourth season. I mean, is this a season where you feel some pressure either to show the Browns, hey, like, I want to be here for the rest of my career, let's get something done, or to put tape out there for the rest of the league, knowing that, you know, a tackle who can be a bookend tackle and be healthy and be productive is a very valuable asset in the National Football League?
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that, you don't really think about it too much. You know, I'm always more concerned with my own expectations for myself. I set, you know, my goals and my expectation level pretty high. You know, especially with someone like Joe on the other side, you see, you know, I don't know if he's perfect, but he's as close to perfect as the tackle can get. So that's something to strive for every single day.
What is your personal goal?
I mean, you never want your man to make the play. You know, you don't want your guy to ever hit the quarterback. You don't want your guy to ever hit the running back. Basically, if your guy's in on the play, you probably did something wrong. So basically, every single play is just to keep the ball carrier clean. And that's obviously the consistency part of it, where it's, you know, you have 70 plays and you have two bad plays, you give up two sacks, you have a terrible game. So you got to be on top of your game every single play. And, you know, that's where a guy like Joe is so good. It just, there's no slip from him. There's no bad play. You know, so that's kind of the goal for every lineman.
What's the best piece of advice either Joe's given you or Coach Moeller or anybody's given you about playing in the NFL?
I think it's more, you know, from Joe, especially the preparation aspect of it. Uh-huh. You know, how to, you know, go about every single day, you know, kind of how to watch film, how to evaluate guys, you know, what to do on pass rush. You know, you got a guy who's got three or four moves. You know, what are you going to do? He has everything in his playbook. Maybe you want to focus on the one thing he does really well and then see if he can beat you with his alternative moves, stuff like that. You know, Coach Moeller brings great energy to us, you know, kind of gets us going every day during practice. You know, camp, you know, the energy level isn't always the greatest every single day. You know, so he's really good at getting us going. So, you know, it's just, we got so many great guys to look up to, and our coaches do a great job of keeping us on task.
All right, last one. Who's somebody that stood out to you that you've been going against that maybe has surprised you, or somebody that's caught your eye as either a rush linebacker or a defensive end that you've been locking horns with here over the first 6 days?
I mean, our defense has so many guys, it's hard to pinpoint.
They rotate quite a bit.
Yeah. You know, Armani looks really good coming back. You know, he's moving really well, really fluid. You know, Mingo's done some really good things as well coming back. So you always like to see those guys, you know, who are coming back to kind of get back to their old self. Looks like there's no drop off there. You know, Kruger's as good as always. You know, Randy's been awesome to play against. He's an older guy, but he hasn't lost a step. He's as quick as ever. You know, he's really strong. He's got some little old veteran moves he can pull on you. You're like, what just happened there? And, well, there's a 12-year guy, you know, working at his craft. So it's awesome. I mean, you get to see all those guys, and they're all really good players. So they give you a little bit different sense of a pass rusher or a guy to go against in a run game. So you're not just seeing the same thing every single play. So it gets you better as a player as well.
Good. Mitchell Schwartz, our guest here. Thank you very much. Good luck to you, and enjoy kind of the first real football, the Orange and Brown scrimmage this Friday from the Shoe, and then the first preseason game only 8 days away. Hard to believe it as you get ready for 2015. Mitchell, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back wrapping it up. Final thoughts. We'll dip into the mailbag as well here when we wrap things up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.